setting the bar stories, Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we're not saying criminals are the brightest bulbs, right? But if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to carjack someone, I mean, we could stop right there. But if you could manage to make it through the day without trying to carjack someone and not being able to actually drive the car, then you're doing okay.
That is a big wrench in the plan.
Yeah, and this dude in Chicago tried to carjack someone, gave up because he didn't know how to drive a manual transmission.
Oh, man.
Yep, a stick shift. Then
yep.
He kept the car keys with him, and there was an air tag attached to them, so he was caught.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know, look, I will say that I've said this probably a half a dozen times to my daughters who know how to drive a manual transmission car. I'm like, hey, you know what? You're never going to have to worry about someone trying to just steal your car out of a parking lot because they're going to look in. They're going to see it's a manual transmission. They're not going to know how to drive it.
Exactly.
And so I'm like, there's a little added insurance there for you. And they like that. So, you know, look, carjackings, it can be very scary and dangerous for sure. But, and we're not even trying to be on the side of this dumb criminal in Chicago, but
no, we're not. We're not telling criminals, hey, learn how to drive a manual stick shift if you're going to be stealing cars. That's not what we're saying either.
Right, exactly.
that's not the message.
I mean, I could even say, hey, if you can manage to make it through the day without being a car dealer employee and not knowing how to drive a manual transmission, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. No, you should probably know how to do that to be able to sell it. Yes.
Yeah,
for
because
sure.
When my daughter's got a new car, the salesman who went to go, you know, get it and drive it up to the front, you know, where we were standing, kind of looks at the car, walks back and says, you know, it's a stick shift, right? We're like, yeah.
Yes.
And so he was like, all right, well, here, come on. I'll show you the car. He didn't know how to drive the stick shift. So
I'll have to get someone else to go out with you just in case.
So he walks us out to the car and was like, here you go. All right. So anyways.
Wow.
All right. Set at the bar there on 99.7 DJX.